Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, brought to you tonight by the Best Western Palm Beach Lakes in West Palm Beach, Florida. This is a show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of, along with co-host Anita Stokes Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, on blogtalkradio.com, or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Our special guests from Florida tonight are Gina Warabell, Director of Sales and Marketing for Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham in West Palm Beach, and Anthony Carl, Assistant General Manager of Reunion Resort in Kissimmee. Welcome to the 316th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Okay, let's start with Gina Warabell of the Hawthorn Suites. Gina is Director of Sales and Marketing here, and I love having a suite, a great home away from home that includes a kitchen complete with stove and fridge, a workstation, since I'm always working on the road, a sitting area separate from the bedroom, and multiple TVs. As you guessed this week, am I describing it correctly, Gina?
Definitely, Dan. I couldn't have described it any more perfectly than you did, and it's great that you're in our hotel and able to experience it. And they really are like mini apartments, aren't they?
Oh, they're great. It's really great. Nita?
Yeah.
Well, Gina, tell me, how many rooms do you have? And what are their configurations? Are most of them queens?
Yeah, pretty much. Most of the rooms are queen beds. We have a total of 112 suites. Eight of them are one-bedroom suites with king beds. 98 of the rooms are one-bedroom suites with two queen beds, which are great for families and sporting groups and that type of clientele. And then we have four two-bedroom suites, and two of those, I'm sorry, they're two-bedroom suites with two queen beds and a king bed. And then we also have two presidential suites with king beds.
Well, something for
Anita,
everyone.
Not to worry. I'm not in one of the presidential suites, so don't worry.
Well, she's saving that for me, Dan. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Gina,
no, we're saving it
for
Mike Pence.
Oh, well, I'm still trying to wiggle my way in there. But now, Gina, tell me this, because I know Hawthorn Suites guests get a free hot breakfast. They also get free Wi-Fi, free parking. We love all the free things. What other amenities do you offer?
Yes, a lot of our guests enjoy those amenities, but also here at the Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach, we offer a fitness center, a business center. We have a pantry that has all the necessities you would need while you're traveling, and also it has food items that you can purchase to cook in your suites. We have an outdoor heated swimming pool, and we do have a hotel shuttle for a minimal fee of just $25 per room. It's good for up to 6 days and of unlimited use, which is really a good price for that. And it does 5 miles of the hotel, so there's quite a bit to see within that five-mile radius. And then we also offer bicycles. We have bicycles that are available at no cost to our guests. We also have free DVD movies. The families do love that, especially for the children. And then we also have a barbecue grilling area in the back of the hotel that gets quite a bit of use.
And you have a free reception on Wednesday night, too, which was very nice last night.
We do, yes. We have that on Wednesday night. That's our social hour where we have some light snacks for our guests, and then we have complimentary waters and bottle soft drinks. And then we sell beer and wine for happy hour pricing at $2. And we usually get a pretty good gathering. The guests love to mingle with each other, and it gives us the opportunity to you know, welcome our guests and ensure that they're all having a good stay with us.
Sounds like lots of fun. But now for listeners who are from, well, I can't wait to come and experience it myself. I'm sure the listeners will love to as well. But now for listeners, Gina, who are familiar with Palm Beaches, please tell us exactly where your property is located, and especially its proximity to the airport.
Okay, so we are located just 2.2 miles from the Palm Beach International Airport. So it's like a five-minute ride. We're also within walking distance to the Palm Beach Outlets, which is very convenient for our guests. And we're just minutes from the Port of Palm Beach. We do get a lot of guests that like to come in and take the cruise over to the Bahamas while they're staying with us. And in addition to that, the Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts is nearby. There's just a lot of attractions pretty close to the property as well.
Okay. Well, you mentioned 15 minutes also from the beautiful Atlantic Coast and even less from City Place, Clematis Street. You mentioned the Kravis Center. I've been there a number of times, a beautiful performing arts center that gets world-class productions and Broadway shows. But the closest attraction has to be the very upscale and new Palm Beach Outlets. I've been over there and was impressed with the very high-end stores like Saks Fifth Avenue and Brooks Brothers, and more than a half dozen restaurants with prices much more reasonable than anything along the intracoastal waterway. In fact, guests of the Hawthorne Suites get a 10% discount at the restaurants at the mall, and I took advantage of that last night. So tell us about Palm Beach Outlets, Gina.
Well, the Palm Beach Outlets, you're right, they have some really nice stores there. They have over 100 outlet stores with the best names in fashion. And they also do some really fun events throughout the year. For example, one of them is the Mac and Cheese Festival coming up this Saturday, March 30th. And we get a lot of locals that come to that. And then, of course, all of our guests love to go to any of the events that the outlets are putting on. But the Cheese Festival, they're offering like 20 different types of mac and cheese. And they'll have a picnic area there with kids' activities and a DJ. And a bar with craft beers and wine and specialty cocktails. And they also do a car and coffee event, or coffee and car event, I should say, once a month, where you can go in the morning and grab a cup of coffee, and they have some really unique cars that you can take a look at and just walk around and mingle and shop. And it's just a great venue. It's beautiful. It's a lot of outdoor walking as well. The tourists that are coming down from the Northeast love to get out and just stroll through the shops, and they have really nice sitting areas and live entertainment going on here and there. So it's just a really beautiful attraction. It's a great attraction for us, especially for our guests, like I said, that they can walk over to it. So.
Yeah, that coffee and car thing reminds me of Jerry Seinfeld's show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. That's a real good show if you haven't seen it. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that, Anita?
I haven't seen that, no.
I forget what channel it's on, but it's on one of the cable channels, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Look it up on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it. Jerry Seinfeld.
Moving on.
The Hawthorne Suites is a real baseball hotel about equidistant from Ballpark of the Palm Beaches, where the Astros and Nationals play, and Roger Dean Stadium, where the Cardinals and Marlins play. So, Gina, do you get lots of fans during the 6 weeks of spring training that's going on right now?
We most certainly do. Last week, we actually we were filled with the Houston Astros, the Washington Nationals, the New York Mets, and the St. Louis Cardinals. And they've been in the hotel for the past few weeks. It's a crazy scene in the morning at the breakfast buffet. Everybody's got all of their attire on for their team, and it's a joy having everybody there.
Well, the hotel seems very full. How far ahead should people book for peak periods like Christmas week, Mother's Day, spring training, or any time during the winter?
I would recommend booking reservations as early as possible, because we do definitely sell out over the holidays. And definitely during peak season, which is, you know, mid-February through Easter. So the sooner the better to make your reservations for those time periods.
Okay.
Well, is most of your
Nita?
Is most of your client? Yeah, I was wondering, Dan. Is most of your clientele from the north? And what's the average stay? I would think that you probably get snowbirds who want to stay for the entire winter. Do you get that?
Yes, we do. Most of our guests are from the Northeast, actually, and with an average stay, I would say between 2 and 4 nights. But we do have long-term stays in our hotel, especially since we are an extended stay property. We do get guests anywhere from like 2 to 4 nights up to 6 weeks or more.
Well, is Hawthorn Suites then more of a family hotel or a business hotel or a place for leisure travelers?
It's definitely ideal for all of those, for business travelers, leisure guests, and families, due to mm-hmm. the size of our suites and the wonderful amenities that we offer, and as well as, you know, the local attractions and the restaurants and all the shopping, and the Palm Beach County Convention Center, you know, is a big plus for the business travelers. So we get quite a bit of a mix of business from all three of those.
Well, it sounds like the perfect place. Now, is there anything else you would like to add, Gina? Because you've shared a lot with us, but did we leave anything out? Anything else you want to share?
I would, actually. I wanted to let you know that we are proudly rated number 4 on TripAdvisor in Palm Beach County. And that's something that we're really thrilled about. And I also wanted to thank all of our guests for visiting us this season.
Oh, yeah.
And that's number 4 out of about 35 properties, right? Number 4 out of 35?
Yes. Yep. And it's not easy staying there. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. So, like I said, we're really proud of that. And we do encourage our guests to share their reviews with us. And we certainly do, you know, when our employees are mentioned, we do, you know, incent them as well. So it's a thing that we have going on in the property.
Well, congratulations on that. It's really, really
Thank
great.
You.
Now, how do listeners learn more about Hawthorn Suites West Palm Beach?
It's easy. They can simply visit our website at www.hawthornwpb.com, or they can call the hotel direct at area code 561-472-7000.
And we want to reiterate, it's Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham, West Palm Beach. And that Wyndham name carries a lot of input with me. Wyndham is a great hotel brand. So I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And I'm going to say goodnight to Gina because I want to bring in Anthony Carl, the assistant GM from Reunion Resort in Kissimmee. Anthony, welcome to Travel It Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, when people hear the word Kissimmee, they know that we're talking Disney and theme parks. But you have spring training, too, with the Atlanta Braves finishing up their 20-year tenure at Disney this Saturday. So tell us about Reunion Resort. What can guests expect there?
They can expect a plethora of luxury dining, golf, relaxing, leisure. You know, we have it all within Reunion. We're one of the few that are extremely lucky to have a big area to work with and a lot to provide. And we're close to some of the biggest theme parks out there, and we enjoy it.
Well, what makes Reunion really special to me is its size. Spread out in a network of villas, pools, tennis courts, and golf courses. Please share with listeners, how big are you?
it's a tough question to answer, but I like it. It's, you know, from one end of the property, it's a couple miles to the other end. We have 3 signature golf courses that we're extremely proud of. So just think 3 big golf courses. There's over 1,100 homes, vacation rentals, a hotel. So we're gigantic. I think we're in the range of 2,200 total acres. So I think we should have our own zip code, but we're unique to the Orlando area.
You could take the town of Hoboken, New Jersey, birthplace of Frank Sinatra, which is 1 mile square, and put it in the middle of Reunion Resort, and you'd still have a lot of area all around it. That shows how big you are.
You would. That's a good way to look at it.
Anita?
Anthony, where exactly is Reunion located? Specifically, in relation to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Orlando Airport?
Yeah, sure. So Disney's actually 7 miles from us, and we're right off of I-4, which I-4 is the main interstate that goes through Florida here. So we are right 7 miles from Disney. I think we're 27 miles from the Orlando Airport. You know, on a good day with no traffic, you can make it there in 30 minutes. And then Universal Studios is going to be up at, I think it's exit 75. It's up in Orlando. And that's probably, I think it's under 20 miles away from us. And on a good day, you can make it up there in about 20 minutes. But they're all relatively close. And, you know, we can see the beautiful fireworks going off from Disney every morning from our, or every night from our 11th floor restaurant there. And it's close. It's right there.
Well, it sounds like a perfect location for visiting either of those places. But now, I love the name Reunion. So do you get a lot of guests having reunions in Reunion?
That's awesome. That's a good question. So I think the original concept was built around every time that you come there to visit, you're going to see somebody you know. So it is almost like a reunion every time that you do come and visit. We have we do have some residents that live within Reunion, and they know a ton of the returning guests. And our general manager has been on that property for 13 years. And, you know, every time he's somebody, it's like a reunion. So I think that might have been, you can't quote me on it, but I think that might have been where the name and the concept came from. So we do have the full family reunions, you know, where we book the stay and we have a party. But again, you know, you see repeat guests year after year, and it's somewhat of a reunion all the time there.
Well, I enjoyed breakfast in your golf clubhouse when I was there last March, but please tell how many different dining options you have.
Yeah, so we just recently added another amazing farm-to-table restaurant, Traditions, which is located on the Nicholas golf course. It's Traditions Clubhouse. So that's the newest one. We have an amazing award-winning Steakhouse 11, which is on the 11th floor of the Grand Hotel. We have the clubhouse there that you had breakfast at, which is a local favorite for all of the golfers and residents to come in and see and everybody tee off and enjoy their get their day started. We have Forte, which is an Italian restaurant. We have, hands down, I'll put my money on him any day, the best sushi chef around. His name is Chef Hawk. So we have a sushi in our lobby bar there. And, you know, we have a lot of other little outlets. You know, at the water park, we have a little restaurant and whatnot. So there's tons of options to eat within Reunion and enjoy it. And then we have an in-room service and in-room dining as well.
Well, unlike the Hawthorne Suites, which is close to the airport, Reunion is more than 10 miles away. Do most of your guests arrive by car?
They do. We get a mixture because of the guest makeup that we have. So, you know, now with rideshare, you know, we have a lot of Uber, we have a lot of cars, you know. So it just depends on the groups that are staying in-house and who's coming to visit the property. So we have everything, and we have ample parking. And it's easy to get to, you know, I-4, like I said, being one of the biggest interstates and us being right off of it. We have our own exit there, exit 58. You know, it's easy to get to if you are in a car.
Well, with so many various options and amenities, does Reunion appeal to families, business groups, honeymooners even, or vacationers? And do some of your guests stay there for the entire winter?
They do. So we being a property of our magnitude, you know, and being able to offer so many different amenities and different outlets, you know, we get everything from a weekend honeymooner, you know, looking for romance to upscale, looking for luxury to, you know, just your weekend golfer. So we do have a wide range and array of customers and visitors that do come to see us. In addition, you know, we also offer big banquet space. So we have over 25,000 square feet of banquets. So we do have the business traveler. And right now I think we have in-house, we have a big group with over 400 rooms that they're taking up. And you know, so our range is pretty broad there of what we can offer and who comes. As far as people coming down from the winter, why not, right? We're Florida, so we love it when, you know, our fellow neighbors from Canada come down and hang out for a couple months and play golf. So we do. We have a lot of people that come down from the up north there where it's cold and enjoy this beautiful Florida weather.
Well, it sounds like the perfect getaway to me, Anthony. You have me sold. But now tell the listeners, though, what are your peak and bargain seasons? Because everyone loves a bargain. Are your rates low midweek? Should people book far ahead for holiday times?
They should. You know, for holidays in particular, you know, they should book about 3 to 6 months out. Holidays in summer here in Florida are always busy. So I would recommend 3 to 6 months out there. You know, peak seasons for us are family seasons, you know, spring break, summer, December holidays. For golf, you know, it's a little bit different, though. We're, you know, from January to April, we're booked. You know, you can still get a tee time here and there, but it's definitely a peak season for us. And then September and November is also a peak months for us during golf. But, you know, bargains, they're always out there. You never know what the market's going to bring. So I would tell people, you know, definitely reach out to our websites, and we have in-house booking and reservations. So always feel free to call and just see what's out there.
Anthony, how about package deals? Anything that you offer?
We do. We offer, you know, through our website, we offer a lot of golf packages where you can come in, stay for, you know, two nights, play two different rounds of golf, include food and, you know, other activities. We do those quite a bit. We also offer, you know, a resort package where you can come in and have an all-inclusive stay and go to our water parks, you know, go hang out at our, we have 11 different pools on property, and we're actually in the middle of getting ready to enhance our water park and add a wave pool and some slides. So there's always different packages. We have the staycation romance package, which is really neat. We really do it upscale, luxury accommodations, a beautiful dinner on the 11th floor at our steakhouse there. And, you know, there's always something going on. So for those types of packages, you know, I would always drive people to look at our website there, reunionresort.com, and, you know, check out what we have. But we have an amazing F&B team, an amazing catering and convention team. So I would say that it's almost endless to what we can do on our property with the team that we have right now.
Well, Anthony, our listeners always like to know more about our guests. So please tell us where you were born, raised, and schooled, and how you got into the world of travel.
I was born and raised in Winter Haven, Florida, which is actually about 20 miles from where our resort is. And, you know, I watched this place. This was all swamplands when I was growing up. And it was a place called Boardwalk and Baseball back in the days where the Kansas City Royals actually spring trained. You know, I left after high school, joined the Coast Guard, and went out to Hawaii. And I've been out in Hawaii for the last 20 years and got into hospitality out there. It's an easy place to get into hospitality. And just worked my way all the way through and then decided, you know, 20 years later, I want to come back to Hawaii or come back to Florida. And was fortunate enough to link up with our GM, Kevin Banker. And the rest is kind of been a whirlwind, but it's been amazing. And we're enjoying it at that resort. And, you know, we just changed ownership, and the new ownership is doing some amazing things there. So it's a renewed energy for me, myself, and I think everybody that works at Reunion, and can't wait for what the future has for all of us.
Well, you happened to mention Hawaii. Anita just came back from a 2-week trip there, and Anita, you're still talking about that trip, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I have what I call the vacation blues, where I'm missing my vacation destination a lot, and I had a fantastic time. I was on the island of Oahu.
Awesome. Yeah, that's where I was. I was on Oahu for 18 years and then Kauai for 3 years, and still miss it. And my wife is from there. My kids were born there as well. So it's a great place, you know, and there's a lot of neat things that I learned in Hawaii that I'm able to bring here, you know, like the Aloha spirit. And, you know, hopefully when people come to our property, they feel that Aloha spirit as much as I can provide it.
Well, I am sure. It's beautiful there.
Go ahead. I want to tell our listeners
there,
that we're talking with Anthony Carl, the Assistant General Manager of beautiful Reunion Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Anthony, is there anything that you'd like to add that maybe we didn't ask you?
No, I would just recommend, you know, for everyone out there that hasn't been to our property, you know, try something new. We're not your typical hotel. We're really a big all-inclusive resort where you can come in and really, you don't have to leave. You know, go spend the day at the parks and then come back and let us take care of you and send you to the spa. Or, you know, if you don't want to go to the parks, you want to play golf, let us show you one of our three signature courses out there. And, you know, just have fun on our property. You can relax. You can do anything you want out there. And we enjoy it. And we have homes with bowling alleys and movie theaters all the way to, you know, just a nice, you know, quaint three-bedroom villa where you can just enjoy yourself and the family and a kitchen. And, you know, we really try to offer it all and have people enjoy our property. So if you need any other information, just jump onto our website. That's the easiest thing, reunionresort.com. And feel free to always drop my name. I don't know how far it'll get you, but I'd love to meet you and know that you heard me on this radio station, and we can talk story a little bit.
And Anthony, could you give that website just one more quick time?
Sure. It's reunionresort.com.
Got it.
And is there an 800 number as well?
There is. I don't know it off the top of my head, but
people can Google Reunion Resort.
Yeah, it's Reunion Resort. We're the only one out there. So you Google us. You all the social media out there. You know, we're there. We're it. So feel free to, like I said, go online, reach out through social media, and the next time we talk, I promise I'll memorize our 800 number.
Okay. All right. We're running out of time, so I wanted to say our special guests tonight have been Gina Warbell, Director of Sales and Marketing for Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham in West Palm Beach, and Anthony Carl, Assistant General Manager of Beautiful Reunion Resort in Kissimmee. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Travel Itch Radio. And with baseball season starting, there's no better time to purchase a copy of my biggest, best, and most unusual book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from a National Pastime. 424 pages of sidebars, cartoons, art, and pictures never published anywhere else. Get it from Amazon or major booksellers. It's a bargain, too, all that for less than a sawbuck. And I also want to mention I'll be signing copies of the book this Saturday, March 23rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Reunion Resort, and again on Tuesday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at Fort Lee Library in New Jersey. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch. Next week, we'll go north, just like the Florida baseball teams do, and talk to my good friend Tony Mua about Brooklyn chocolate pizza and history. Join us for A Slice of Brooklyn, a very special show. Same time, same station, same hosts. Now, this is your host and writer, Dan Schlossberg, speaking also on behalf of co-host Anita Stokes-Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.